my show, your River Thoughts. My name is Michael Goger. I'll be your host for the next hour, doing nonstop psychic readings for the listening audience. You're listening to BBS Radio, number one radio station in the universe. That's right, universe, not planet, universe. Even the aliens heard about us, BBS Radio. Toll-free numbers, USA and Canada, I'll get them out. They are all over the BBS Radio website and the MichaelGoger.com website. If you're new to the internet, it may be easier to listen at my site, so tell your friends, especially if they're not an internet person. www.michaelgoger, listen live. You push one button and you're listening. And if you bookmark it and navigate it and go to BBS Radio, you're probably already there listening. And if you're new, you can listen there. Station 1, your inner thoughts is always on Station 1. Remember that. That's important. And the phone numbers are also posted throughout both sites. So, all right. Toll-free USA, 1-877-876-5227. Toll-free Canada, 1-888-815-9756. And if you got a plan, dial direct, 1-530-876-3222. And I believe we have a caller, so I'll go right to the caller and get the show on the road. As long as there's calls, I'll keep reading. Hi, caller. How you doing?
I'm good, Michael. How are you?
Good. What's your first name?
My name is Helena.
Helena?
Yeah.
Boy, it's been a while.
It has. It has.
Yeah. Jersey, right?
You got it.
You got it. I love Jersey. It's right next to New York.
What's good about it.
Yeah. And they even sound the accents are a little similar. How can I help you, Helena?
Well, would like to know what you see, especially in the area of career. I'm keep changing, and now I'm looking to put entertainment and the environmental work together. And yep. I'm wondering what you see about that, and also how to keep myself afloat financially.
Right, and you're considering combining entertainment and what you were in before.
Yeah, making the world green and
yeah.
Better. Just yeah.
Yeah, Helena, do you have a website? Are you marketing on the internet?
I have the website. I'm working on getting it up. I don't have it yet.
Okay. Well, I mean, would you like to make an announcement, promoting something? Or we can go there later if you want. I mean, don't be afraid to put a plug in if you want.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, right now I'm putting together Green Cabaret, kind of a singing act that just focuses on all things green and good. And and then the rest of the website will be coming, and it'll have all the information.
Okay, now, see, that's the reason. See how sneaky I am? I know it's a good thing, green. Everything is green today. And I think it's important. So now you're making green what?
Cabaret.
What is that?
Well, to do a cabaret act, but have it focus on green and have a message to it.
Okay. So it's like, is it a gift basket or art?
Well, actually, probably I'm going to see about having some goodie bags with it. But during the act, still singing songs that relate to the earth.
Okay. Okay. Well, when you get a website up, call in, and we'll get that out there, too, for you.
You're a sweetheart. Thank you so much.
I believe in helping and networking.
Thank you.
I can't promote it enough. I mean, if you're on the internet and you're a businessman, especially a small business person, networking is vital. And some people are afraid to get into it because they're kind of like sharing the thunder and it intimidates them, but I found it to be valuable, not something to be, as long as done appropriately and the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Helena, let me jump into your reading. You heard me read before, so anyway, I feel fantastic with the entertainment thing. I really do.
Oh, good.
I feel like it would add to and increase the income. Okay. I feel like there may be some networking with somebody else. Are you pulling someone else in? Is it a family, good friend, or?
Not yet. Well, actually, it's interesting. I've become friends with the songwriter, and I've dabbled a little bit, and hopefully he'll work with me. And there's this song I wrote, how many years ago? I wrote it in 95, and I never quite finished it, and he and I are working together, and we're finishing it, which is awesome. So he'll be him and, I guess, other people that are interested in just making the world a better place, yeah.
Very much so, Helena. And if I remember correctly, many moons ago, I seen you doing something with art or entertainment,
mm-hmm.
but I can't remember, so I won't claim that as a feather, but I do remember you telling you and feeling that you would be dabbling in some kind of an art or an entertainment, music or art, and it being successful. Now, I'd also want to, this sounds strange, I don't know why, but I want to say this, is Buddhism. And
really?
And Oriental. I just want to, Spirit wants me to hand it to you, and I am, so. And it could be used in many different ways. I mean, just the decorations alone and the artwork is phenomenal, and also the philosophy of the mind science could be added to art and entertainment. So just think about that for a little while anyway.
May I ask you something on that note?
Yeah.
For a long time, I've wanted to write a children's book about Tibet, and I know one of the lamas in New York, but I haven't been successful in getting hold of him, but I really still hold to this. Do you think that'll happen?
Yes, I'm being pulled to this. This is, whatever you can do with that, pursue it.
Okay.
Pursue it. And because they keep pushing, it's funny how they jumped right on Buddhism, and they're pushing it down to you.
That's great.
And,
this is related to Tibetan Buddhism.
Sure, and I'm also getting a connection to children and teaching them and entertaining them. So this is, I believe, from Spirit and for you to hear. So remember that. I would definitely pursue it. You're in an expansion. The cycle you're in is fantastic.
Oh,
It's going to continue well into July, August, or even actually it's going to increase in July and August and keep right on going.
Oh, great.
I would definitely network. I am feeling somebody else being there. I do feel it being a male. And he's also an artist. I keep seeing a male artist being involved and joining forces with him. So,
excellent.
Yeah, keep that in mind. Now, when were you going to start this? I feel like I want to say it's fast, almost like within the month. I don't know if you were planning on moving that quick or...
Well, I'm working on the business cards now, and want to get the website, but thinking about doing some kind of launch for Earth Day, which is mid-late April.
Right. It's good. Fantastic. And I'm getting a definite growth with it and an achievement. Now, remember, everything in life, even if it's a little growth, it's growth. You know what I mean? And if you're in it just for the big bang, the overnight big bang, sometimes that don't work.
Yeah.
You know? So be willing to grow like a plant, like a seed, and allow it to flow. And that goes with everything, really. You know, people will say, well, how do you see this going? And my guides show me that it's moving forward and growing. But there's different levels to it, and people get frustrated when it's not the big bang overnight.
Yeah.
So keep that in mind.
Thanks.
Because I do feel that it being tweaked and adjusted from time to time. But it's paying off and moving forward. So definitely, and with the Buddhism, I think there's even more to it than... Did you say it was a children's song or a book?
It was a book that's really been on my mind for a long time now.
And, I think it's, for some reason, your connection to... There's something about this vision that I'm getting other than the book. your connection to Buddhism in Tibet, and I mean, there's a reason for that. You just didn't have a Tibetan children book on your mind for no reason. You know what
oh,
I mean?
Oh, no, I've always felt very, very drawn to Tibet and been wanting to go there for so long. Even though I work in international, or have worked in international travel, I've never gotten there to go. I want to go to Tibet and Bhutan, you know?
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. I was just talking to somebody about this, how much spirit's going on there in that area. It's really very active. And there's a reason this has been on your mind and you're connected and it's past life. But I'm also being pushed to combine it with my green thing.
Mm-hmm.
So anything that you can come up with is a no-brainer as far as I'm concerned and from the way spirit's making me feel. I mean, if it's a gift basket, have an oriental tone to it or a Buddhist tone to it.
Oh, wow, cool.
You see what I'm saying?
That's
how you use these visions. It's all about energy, and this is what they're trying to make me feel or tell you. So it doesn't have to be all Buddhist and oriental, but have a line of it anyway or a section of it. Let me see. That's about it, Helena, unless you got something else on your mind.
The question just relating to finances, as I do this, I have to keep myself afloat. I have one part-time writing job, another part-time mall job. I was debating about maybe applying to Saks just to get medical benefits so I can get to the dentist and work 32 hours. Or the other alternative is to find something else in travel, working in meetings and conferences. And I was wondering what might be better to just get me forward in what I really want to do, but keep me afloat and healthy.
I think the important thing is just to be able to stay afloat.
Mm-hmm.
Really, I don't know if you can afford to be picky. Because I am getting right on the border here. I mean, I don't want to play too much with it. So, and I'm feeling like there's advantages already being presented to me. So, if you have something where you can make a buck while you're putting this together, I would go ahead and jump on it, even if it's a job, I'm feeling.
Oh, yeah. No, yeah. Believe me. Nothing's been too small. It's whatever comes up.
Right. Let me see. Have you had an offer already?
I'm talking to someone at one store, and they're very nice people, but I'm debating if I should try, like, a regular department store where I could get benefits. I don't really use medical doctors, but I want to get to the dentist.
Right. I would start closest to the center and then work my way around.
Okay.
That's how I'm feeling. Basically, whatever I bump into first or whatever agrees with me first, I would grab.
Okay.
This is how they're making me feel. So, and I'm feeling like it could be within a week.
Mm-hmm.
Within a week, hearing or knowing something, and then worst case scenario, I'm generating income in within a month. I'm feeling I'm set up and in, and I'm doing it. So you don't have far to go. It could be within a week. I'm hearing 7 days, so
yeah,
it might be sooner. You know what I mean?
But
they're just giving me the 30-day thing to cover my butt in a way.
Yeah.
Also, something with family. I get the feeling you don't have much family.
No, I don't.
But is there any family?
There's cousins. I mean, frankly, I owe some of my cousins money, and I hope to get solvent so I can pay them back.
Okay. Any connection with them at all in business or work or?
I have one cousin that works for educational publishing company. The company's gone mega corporate now. It used to be privately owned. I don't know that he could help me at all with the book.
It'd be worth it to me. I'm feeling to write her a little note. How you doing? And how's life? Type of thing. For some reason, I'm being pulled to family that can network and help you.
He might though, because he goes to book fairs and things.
Yeah, who knows? I mean, it might be worth it. You know, she might be glad to hear what you're into. Who knows? It might excite her.
Yeah,
because I am
Gemini,
getting,
it might.
Yeah, I mean, and they could jump on it. And with you, Helena, I feel like there's a little overly cautious with trust or networking or connecting.
Yeah.
And I could feel it. And I feel like I'm hearing rightfully so, almost like you encountered some things that backfired or people that started out with good intentions and flipped on you. Continue to be cautious, but don't let it be crippling, I'm hearing.
Thank you.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Sometimes you got to trust and let go and let God, but don't be a fool either. And you do have a good balance of it, but you're a little bit too tight. So keep that in mind.
Thank you.
How's that, all right? What are you going to ask about a man, right?
No, you know what? At this point, I just give up. If someone falls into my lap, great. But if they don't, I... One guy from the other country, it just turned out to be a fiasco. We never dated, and he took something I said wrong, and it was just very silly. It was funny, bad, but...
Right. Well, without getting too complex and too deep, I feel like there's a change in relationship also towards the end of summer. So don't knock yourself out now, but keep your ears and eyes open.
Now it's clear, but that's good.
Yeah, at least I'm getting activity with it.
Yeah, this is good.
All right, and I'm hearing a change, and they want you to know that, and from what it is now. So if it's slow and nothing happening now, it's going to be fast and active after July. I would look forward to after July.
Well, I'd look forward to that. It'd be nice. It's just right now I'm finally out of the phase where, I need somebody. You know, I need me and get me together and all that.
Okay. All right.
I have one request. I don't know if I can. My little cat's been a little under the weather, and I've been dealing with vet bills. But just if I could have prayers for Sassy's well-being.
This is your dog?
No, my little cat, Sassafras.
What is that? What is
Her name's Sassafras, Sassy.
What is it, though? A pet?
Yeah, she's a cat.
Oh, it's a dog.
No, a cat.
Oh, a cat.
You know why you're getting dog? I got to tell you this. Sassy, I swear to God, was reincarnated from my dog, Tinker.
I'm feeling
that. And
half
the time I talk to her, I call her a dog.
Yeah. It was almost like it was your kid.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's how they're making me feel. Okay, we'll be doing it. I'll be praying for that. Now, the cat, it's how old is it? I feel like it's an old cat. Is it old?
Well, she's going to be 14 in late spring, June.
Is that old for a cat?
In my head, it's not. She's an indoor cat, but...
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, I just feel like some of it's age-related, I'm hearing. So, talk to your vet. I'm hearing age-related. I don't know if it's arthritis, the kidneys, you know, just so...
Oh, she's got a tumor on her neck.
Okay.
Yeah, and it could be very serious, and her thyroid's up, so she's going to start with thyroid medicine, and she gets natural medicine.
Oh, okay. So, I guess that would be age, I guess, as you get on in age or start maturing anyway. Well, I'm feeling good about it. I feel like the seriousness of it, but I feel good about it.
Good. Yeah, and she's happy, and other than that, she's very healthy, but
I'm feeling it. I feel like the vets know what to do.
Okay, good.
And it works out, so I'm not panicking, and I'm not getting a parting, so... Okay, Helena.
Lots of blessings to you, and really big thanks.
Thank you. Bless you, too.
Thank you.
Have a good day. Good luck with your business, and when you get a website up, call me back, will you?
Oh, I will do. I will do.
We can't have enough green in the world today.
Oh, well, honey, you're going to get a lot more. This is very cool.
I hope it's enough and fast enough, because the spirit of the planet is angry.
Yeah.
It needs to be balanced and taken care of. Okay,
yeah.
Helena, take care of yourself.
You too, Michael. Thank you.
All right, God bless. Bye-bye.
God bless you too.
All right, everybody, if you're just joining, you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts here at BBS Radio. I am Michael Goger. Who, you may ask? Michael Goger. Psychic medium, I like to use it in radio, in chat, as a consultant, psychic consultant, I guess you would call it. Hi, caller, how you doing?
Good, thank you.
What's your first name?
Susan.
Susan, how can I help you, Susan?
Just a general reading.
Just a general reading? You must have heard me read before.
Yes.
Okay. Because you know my specialty is general readings. Yeah. I'm going to bounce back and forth. If anybody just has a question out there, don't be afraid to just call up and say, ask me, tell me this, and then it would be fine, too. All right, Susan, let's see where we're going. Let's see. It's money, money, money. Relationship and money, I feel in here. Come on. Strange. Listen, were you in a relationship or a friendship just pull apart, or?
Yes.
Okay. Do you mind me talking about it?
No, not at all.
Okay. So there was a man, there was you, and it ended or parted or split?
Right.
Okay. I feel like he might have let me down in a way, or wasn't satisfying me, or saying the right things, kind of, and almost like you kind of like let it die or directed it that way, or...
Yes.
That makes sense?
Yes.
All right. And then I keep hearing money, money, making money. Money on my mind, making money. Going back to work? Is this what I'm hearing? I'm going back to work?
Yes.
Okay. And then I feel like I'm getting stuck. Where do you want me to go? You're making me confused for some reason. They're giving me all these different scenarios. Like I'm trying to run a business, but I don't feel like money is what you called for, but it's okay to hear. I don't feel like relationship is what you called for, but it's okay to hear. And it's like you really just want to listen to what's being said.
That's right.
Yeah. Anyway, I feel like there is a going back to work or opening a business or both, or work and dabbling in business, and I feel like it's the business thing that may be slow, and the people involved kind of difficult, maybe, the process difficult, but it's okay. It's hanging in there, and it's going to move forward, and then I go back to work anyway, so I'm not really kind of hurting for the money or worried about the money. But I want this thing to go and to expand, so I'm spitting that out. The relationship thing, let me see. I got to pick these things off one at a time here because you have a lot of stuff around.
Okay.
I feel like you were in a major change in your life, both emotionally, physically, spiritually. And it's going to continue. I'm getting a beginning of I feel like relationship, even if there was one, I feel up in the air, uncertain about something or somebody that may be new or coming.
Okay.
Almost like yes, no, yes, no. I feel like it's you, not him, again, once again. I'm also feeling that you're being guided, and I don't think it's going to go anywhere because of emotional baggage that would be involved with it. So if there is anybody kind of like bouncing around in the background or just developing, kind of go slow with it, because I feel like it may start, because I'm definitely in beginning and taking off the cycle that I'm in, but I feel like the person that... there now, it isn't going to go. It'll go, but it'll die off, or you'll end it for certain reasons.
Okay, there's not really anybody there right now.
Are you sure there's absolutely nobody? No phone calls, no, you just met someone? I just feel like, or how recent is the split that you just had?
A couple of months.
I wonder if that's what it is. No, I'm getting somebody with an interest, but it's not like he's living with you or lives next to you and is calling you every night.
No, that's right.
I just feel like maybe it's like a hi, maybe we can type thing, or it hasn't happened. I feel like it may.
Okay.
And there's going to be something about it you don't like, and I feel like you're the one that kind of like goes in the other direction. So.
Okay.
So, which is a good thing, because then you know you're not being dumped, or he just kind of forgot about you. It's basically he's interested in. This is the main message to this, is he's interested, and you might be, but when you learn more, you're not anymore.
Okay.
And you decide not to. So this is what I'm feeling. Work, I'm not worried about.
So is there anybody coming after that?
Anybody coming after that? I knew you were going to go there. I was trying to get away psychically. And you felt that, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say, I'm going to get away from the relationship thing. And oh, boy. Now what? I knew they were going to do this to me. I got the guy that somebody from the past coming back. I don't know who. I don't know if it's just the one that just left, or one before that, or the one before that, or... I got a feeling there's going to be someone from the past communicating, so put it that way.
Can you tell me anything about him?
No. Was there a couple of... One was a marriage, wasn't it? Or an engagement. There was kind of like a commitment to it. Was there an ex-husband, or they were just boyfriends?
No, there's an ex-husband, but I can guarantee you he's not coming back.
It's not him, right?
No.
And was there any engagements after that?
There was a committed relationship after that, but we weren't engaged.
Okay. I'm leaning towards it being him. I'm getting country but businessman, possibly maybe older than you, a professional, but kind of rustic too for some reason. I don't know what this means. And then they're showing me some kind of a special ring that he might have a piece of jewelry that's only he would have.
He did have a ring that he wore on his pinky finger.
And okay, because that's what they're telling me. Tell her it's the one with the waves. They're making fun of the way he wore his ring for some reason. I don't know why, but the one with the ring finger, the one with the ring, they're saying. So it could be him coming back or kind of reconnecting somehow. So just be prepared for that. Love at first sight and marriage, I'm not picking up on it for a while. You're going to go into... You're going to go in through the end of the year, so I wouldn't burn myself out.
Right.
Don't burn yourself out, but you're not lacking fun and excitement. There is a little here, a little there, a little here, a little there, so it's not like, and I just feel like it's your destiny and the way spirit wants it to go.
Okay.
You know, I don't feel like you should be in a hurry. I feel like you got to accomplish a few other things and... complete a few things before you can even think about going into a relationship.
Okay.
So, and I feel like they're important, and there's a completion to it, and I wouldn't really want to fall in love before I do this, so I'm just relaying what spirit's relaying to me.
Okay, so you say money is good?
Money looks good. I feel like I'm right on top of going back to what was, I'm hearing. Or my main source, or my foundation of my finances. I don't know if you were on vacation or you were in transition, but I feel like I'm going back.
I was in a transition.
Okay, and or it's expanding. So I feel like I go back and, like, I get a raise, kind of. It's a good feeling to it.
Good.
And health looks good. I'm not worried about health. I feel like I had some health problems, And I feel like some good people took care of that, too.
That's true.
And my strength is definitely coming back and increasing. Almost like I'm getting, I feel younger, kind of, for some reason. Younger, I look younger, too. I keep looking in the mirror. So, that's about it.
All right.
All right. I hope I helped you.
I appreciate that very much. Thank
okay.
you very much.
What part of the world you call from?
Canada.
Canada?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have a good day. Tell your friends about us.
I will. Thank you.
All righty.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right, folks. If you're just joining, I am Michael Goger, and you're listening to Your Inner Thoughts here at BBS Radio, the only radio station in the universe. That's right, the universe. It's the only one I listen to now. Toll-free numbers, they're all over the website. If you'd like a reading and you'd like to have me relay a message from Spirit or where your thoughts are taking you, don't be afraid to give me a ring. I enjoy doing it. Hi, Carla, how you doing?
Hi, it's Sugar Cane.
Sugar Cane. Sugar Cane, Reiki. Reiki. Reiki.
Yes.
Right? Sugar Cane.
Yes. There, now I can hear you a little better.
Okay, how's that? Better?
Yes.
Okay, you call yourself Reiki, too, right?
Reiki, uh-huh.
Reiki. Okay, I'm not going to say it. I always say it. I knew you were going to call and get through.
I'm your biggest fan.
And I was hoping you would, and I kind of almost had created it for a reason. I was just being
really?
Pulled. Yeah, I was being pulled to you.
Well, I kind of went back and forth, and I just thought, well, I guess
yep.
I'm just going to call.
Good, and you got through. Awesome. Because I know you were having some problems there in the email, and
yeah.
It broke my heart because I wanted to go to you, and I just couldn't.
Oh.
I had a million things going on, and it was like...
I know how that is.
Well, I had 24 emails in there, you know, and anywhere from a dying kid to where is my husband, and it was...
Yeah.
You know, and it breaks my heart. I want to go to all of them, and I can't, so...
I know that. I know that.
But anyway, I was hoping you would get through. Okay, so you know how I read? I'm just going to just jump into your reading. And hopefully it'll touch on definitely getting a rejuvenation, a recovery. Strength is increasing. These are all the things that are pushing down to me right off the bat. And Sugar, are you going to be, do you got to move or are you relocating?
Well, we just moved about 5 months ago, but the house is up for sale, and we're hoping that it won't sell and we'll be able to do a rent-to-own, but I'm not sure how it's going to go.
Okay. So, and you're hoping you can lock into it somehow?
Right.
Okay, so there is an issue with moving. I feel it goes your way.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's what you have felt in the past.
Yeah. And I still do. I still do.
Yeah.
I want to say that... is the owner a female?
I believe it's four investors.
Hmm. Are they overseas or foreigners?
They're out of state and...
Okay.
I'm not sure if all four of them are in the same state or...
Okay. I was just getting either overseas or out of state or something unique with them. I'm saying that you get to stay there and lock into it.
Yay!
Yeah, I really do feel this. Now, it may even be within the week here. Is there something going on now? Is there something in the mail? Or
nope, not that I know of, but if you say, then I'll be keeping my eyes open.
Well,
just like 5 months ago when you said you saw me moving, I got off the phone and started packing. And sure enough, the next week I got this house, and I didn't even have a clue that we were going to move.
No kidding. And who was the psychic?
You.
Me?
Yes.
Wow, say it again.
And, you know, I've been getting readings from you for 2 years, so like I said, I got off the phone and started getting out my boxes and packing.
Yeah.
Because I knew if you said it, then it was probably going to happen.
I hear you. I'm saying I want to keep it. I'm saying that something goes through where you can get rent-to-own or it's delayed on a sale. But at first, whatever you do, don't argue with these people.
Okay.
A little bit of a warning. If they make you angry or they kind of butt heads with you at first, bite your tongue. Don't. No threats, no ultimatums, no, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Use sugar. Sugar with this one.
Okay.
At first, because I feel like it might be, and then I feel like they kind of like fall back and think about it, and they say, well, let's do it, you know? So they might even say, well, it's maybe one thing off our shoulder, and let's go ahead and do it. So keep that in mind, because at first they might not, and then decide they want to.
Okay.
So, let me see. I know you were wondering about business and work, too. There was something going on there, and it seems like it's all over the place, Sugar. Everybody seems to be basically making it or struggling. Or.
Well, I feel like I've gone through this my whole life, and I'm just like, gosh.
Yep.
And, you know, I keep looking outside for different things that are going to work, and I started thinking maybe I need to look inside. Is there something that
well,
I'm some kind of a block?
Well, one thing for sure, you're not alone, so remember that. That always seems to help me.
Yeah.
Whenever I'm in pain, I I try to remember everybody else that's in pain. No, I'm only kidding.
Yeah.
just know you're not alone, and... because that does help me. I realize, I look around and I say, well, you know, I'm doing better than probably, in reality, the average, I would say low-income American is doing better than, what, two-thirds of the world?
True.
You know, if you think about it.
Yeah,
it
can always be worse.
Yeah, if you keep it in perspective and then the grand scheme of things, you're really in heaven already and you're not accepting it. Now, whether or not I'm feeling it expanding, I am feeling growth. I want to go with a job, though. Now, there is a husband, right? Or
yes.
Did he get a job yet?
He did. He got a job.
Okay. I was just saying that I feel like something. How long ago was that?
I think this is 3 weeks.
3 weeks. Fantastic. I feel like that's going to. Because I was just saying my guys were hearing. That something just came in and it's going to, like it was too soon to feel the impact, and maybe another month down the road you're going to feel.
Yeah, we haven't even gotten the first paycheck yet.
Right. See, well, that's how my guides are talking to me, and they're making me feel this way. Like it already happened. A good thing has happened, but she just hasn't had the effects of it yet.
Yeah.
So you got your first check coming, then there's going to be like 20 people standing there with their hands out.
Yes.
So you're looking at, another month down the road, and things are going to start stabilizing for you.
Great.
So that's a good thing, because the first thing I heard when I connected to you was rejuvenating and moving forward, and it's obvious. It's here, and it's happening.
That's great.
Let me see here. The one thing I would do with you... Sugar is, you're being pulled inside. It's funny you said that I'm wondering if there's something inside me that could that could help me. And the one thing would be acceptance, I'm feeling, and also balance. And for some reason, moderation, because I feel like maybe inside you can swing a little.
Yeah.
To extremes, like maybe you get really disappointed and angry, or you get so excited that then something don't work and you go back to. So if you can kind of meditate on balance,
okay,
and moderation, and don't get too crazy on one end, don't get too low on the other end.
I do tend to do that. I get a lot of energy and get a lot of things done and kind of overdo it, and then I go back the other way and
Yep.
I'm really tired for a couple of days and can't do anything.
I'm feeling like I sometimes burn myself out almost.
Yes,
like
I do that.
I went to a 3-day party and I ain't slept. and then I'm back to that feeling and then back to. So what helps me in my meditations, I visualize, you know, the old scales where it look like hands, you know?
Yeah.
And just kind of like let it float in the air and focus, use your mind's eye to keep the scale balanced.
Oh, okay.
And it seems to help me kind of keep my inner clock balanced, too.
Yeah.
And it's a very simple practice and exercise. You know, and it goes well with meditation. You just focus in on that one thing.
Okay.
So, and I believe it will help you kind of stay in the middle.
All right.
All right, and the business thing is going to be supply, demand, location, and advertising. Because the product and what you want to do is a good thing, and it's expanding. It's out there. I'm feeling like it's holistic. You're into something.
Yes, you're very right.
Okay, what is it, massage or readings or?
No, just natural healing.
Natural healing.
Yeah, herbs and nutrition and mind, body, spirit.
Okay, are you trained in that or?
I have some training and I'm currently going through training.
Okay, I mean, are you certified massage or hypnotherapist?
No. No, I'm a Reiki master, but I'm not going to be leaning on that end of it.
Okay.
I'm currently going through classes to be a certified naturopathic practitioner.
Okay.
And
basically like a consultant then.
Yes.
Somebody with problems will come to you and...
And iridology.
Okay. Oh, good. I like that.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's fascinating.
Do you have a website or...
Not yet.
Okay. Well, call me back when you get a website. We'll get it out there for you. Okay?
Okay.
And let the folks know how to find you.
All right. I sure will.
Okay. And you're self-promoting and advertising, so you got to visualize on that, too.
Okay.
You know, anywhere from email signatures to a Yahoo group. I mean, anything that will get you out there is what you got to visualize on.
Okay.
All right?
Visualize.
How's that?
That is great, and I do wonder about my niece Nancy. If you're picking up anything about her,
this is your niece.
Yes.
Oh man,
she passed away.
How old is she?
She's 20.
20. She was.
She was 20. Whatever.
Okay, she was ill, right?
Yes.
Okay.
It's been very devastating to everyone.
I know. You know, I was being shown it, and I pushed it away.
Oh, I wondered why you didn't address it, because it was very much on my mind.
Yeah, because I thought it was possibly a child of yours, and I said, I'm not going to do this to her on radio. Because if you mention something like this, it goes into, but I want to go there anyway, seeing that you mention it. Boy, there's a lot of prayer involved. A lot of people are praying.
Yeah.
Is she on a prayer chain?
Probably. I wouldn't doubt it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it cancer?
It was cancer, yes.
Okay. Okay, hang on. They need to wait and see, I'm hearing. Something temporary.
She already passed away.
Oh, she passed?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay, so cancer took her out. How long was she sick with it?
3 weeks. Mm. She was probably sick longer, but 3 weeks from diagnosis to death.
Okay, because that's what they were making me feel, too. It was so fast.
Yeah, it's just...
Yeah. She thought it was nothing to worry about, and so did somebody else.
Her fiancé, probably.
Yeah, it could have, you know, it's. I'm being made to feel that they were caught off guard or caught by surprise.
Yes.
Where was it?
Where do you mean where?
Where was the cancer?
It was non-Hodgkin's lymphoma.
Oh, in the glands.
So in her lymph nodes, yeah.
Mm, shame. What I'm feeling is that, I'm hearing it was I feel like it was. They thought it was going to go. They kept saying it'll go away. It'll go away.
Right.
Well, it'll go away. It'll go away. And by the time they realized it wasn't going away,
I think
it was too late.
Right. I think she thought it was morning sickness.
Yeah, that's exactly what. And it was gonna. I kept hearing she thought it was temporary. She thought it was temporary. That it was serious. And she was caught. She was caught by surprise.
Yes.
Is what I'm hearing with this.
There was a
baby.
She's
at peace. She's at peace and happy.
Is she?
Yeah. Something about traveling. Something she always wanted to do was travel, and she says you can travel anywhere now up here.
Yeah.
Yep. I don't know. Maybe she had a dream or a goal about going around the world to someplace special, but she's making me feel like that's what she's doing now. She can't stop visiting the places that she wanted to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there was a baby.
She left behind the baby?
No, the baby
passed away too?
Yes.
With her? Oh, boy.
Yeah.
No wonder I didn't go to this.
Yeah.
Before this is over, I'm going to be crying.
I'm sorry.
And now I know why
it's so devastating.
Now I know why I pushed it away.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is tough. It really is difficult. Anyway,
so she's at peace, and, you know, that's just what we want to hear, and it's just, all happens so fast.
She, you know, it's almost like she's apologetic, but not apologetic. She just wants everybody to know that she didn't mean it. She didn't mean to be caught off guard.
Yeah.
It was the last thing that she would have done was lay down on this, and she did, and it caught her off guard.
Oh.
And she didn't mean for it to happen, and she keeps saying over and over and over again, I didn't mean it, I didn't mean it, I didn't know, I thought it was temporary, and she let everybody know, that's over and over and over again. So, that's all I can,
okay.
I'm going to bring through on it. All right, sugar.
All right.
A good day, and my condolences for your niece and your family.
Okay, thank you.
All right, good luck with everything.
Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, take care, bye.
All right, everybody, if you're just joining, it looks like we're almost out of time. So that was a deep reading. Caught me off guard, it really did, and I wasn't prepared for it, really. But it goes with the business. Hi, caller, how you doing?
Hi, how are you, Michael?
Good, what's your first name?
Dan.
Dan?
Yeah.
What part of the world, Dan?
I'm from New Jersey.
Jersey, good.
Yeah.
How'd you find us?
Oh, I come and go a little bit here and there.
On the internet and surfing
yeah.
and... Good, I'm glad you found us and you got through. We're almost out of time, so I'm going to ask you if you got a question I can kind of answer real quick.
I got two questions, actually.
All right, well, let's go with the most important first, just in case the boss kicks me out.
Will me and my ex-wife ever get back together?
Okay, good question. All right. I don't think so, Dan. I'm hearing no. I'm feeling like it's not without a fight or a battle, but I just don't think it's going to go that way.
Right.
Not at this time. Are you hoping it does?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Have been for a long time.
Well... You know, it's kind of unfair to make a call like this right now. I would say give it until, I'm hearing November for some reason with this. I don't know why. My spirit guide just keeps saying, tell them November, November, November. Now, I don't think that you're back together by November, but I do believe that there is progress and some hope.
Okay.
And it's just that there's a lot here involved. I feel like it was kind of heavy and dramatic, I guess. How long have you been apart?
3 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
Okay. There was a lot involved. I don't know if it was pain or circumstances or what, but there was some broken hearts here. And now,
yeah.
Like I said, if you got the time and you're willing to, don't give up and stay. stay focused on November and doing the best you can with it.
All right.
Okay, but I don't see it happening before November. Now, what was your other question?
How's my financial situation looking?
Finances?
Yeah.
I knew you were going to ask that for some reason. I feel like I'm worried about it or there is something going on. I feel like right now, either things are tough or you're worried about a change or a transition, or are you worried about getting laid off or something like that?
No, actually, I started a new job.
Oh, you started the new job.
Yeah,
so how long were you out of work?
I was on disability for...
Oh, okay. Okay, for a while then, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, you were ready to go back.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could feel that. That's what I'm feeling. I heard a transition, so... And I feel like I was ready for the where I went. I feel like it's going to go great.
Yeah.
I really do feel it's going to take off for you. Are you in? Do you work with women at all?
Yeah, I'm actually aircraft.
Coming and going. Keep your eyes on somebody flirting with you, because I feel like there's going to be some relationship fun there. I'm not getting a marriage or a ring, but I feel like there's going to be some flirting.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, and crossing your path. Somebody knows someone coming and going, or an associate of some kind. So keep that in mind. If you see someone flirting with you, you can have a little fun.
All right.
Now, I feel like you're going to... There's something with this job, like you're not 100% sure you want to keep it forever.
Exactly.
So you may find yourself somewhere down the road thinking about leaving. Okay, but I feel like it's going to be there for you and you can basically do what you want with it.
Okay.
Almost like when you're ready to get something different, you're just going to go ahead and get it.
Right.
Okay. Or you may stay if they're playing the right kind of music. That type of a feeling.
Yeah.
All right. But for now, I feel solid and very good energy with it. Like everything is going to be okay. All right?
All right. I appreciate it.
Okay, Dan. Thank you.
Thanks, Mike.
Tell your friends about us.
I will.
Okay.
All right.
Take care.
Bye.
I like that question readings. I might keep doing that. That's something new. I enjoy that. I say, hello, caller. What is your question? All right, everybody. We're out of time. I'm here twice a week. And every Thursday and Sunday, 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it's for 1 hour, just like we had today, one nonstop readings. If you want to know more about me, www.michaelgoga.com. I am available in private. Check my website out. All the details are there. I deeply appreciate your support and your love for what I do. And I hope I can keep doing it. I just want to thank BBS and all the folks behind BBS, Don and Doug Newsom. You're the greatest. You're creators. You're geniuses. And you think outside the box. Take care, everybody, and God bless.